Welcome to Money Matters, your place for financial sanity and serenity. A place to pick up tips and tools to learn how to get out of debt and live stress-free. If you have a question or a comment, dial up 941-206-1580, toll-free 888-441-1580. And now, your Money Matters host, Mark Martella.
Well, hello, friends, and welcome to Money Matters, your place for financial sanity and serenity. In today's show, I'm going to share with you some tools to help you change your mindset about how you spend your hard-earned money so that you don't dig yourself into the black hole of debt. And I'll give you a couple of Cyber Monday tips to help you avoid overspending. And I'll be welcoming my special guest, attorney Rob Young of the law firm of Icard Merrill, who's going to talk to us about how alimony and child support are determined and what you can do if you have a deadbeat spouse. And of course, we'll take your calls throughout the show. If you have a question about getting control of your finances, give me a call at 941-206-1580, toll free 888-441-1580. And you can email your questions by sending an email to me at mark@markmartella.com. But first, if you're new to the show, I'd like to share with you why Money Matters was created and why I want to help you get out of debt and relieve the stress that it causes in your life. You see, as an attorney for 29 years with a practice focused on bankruptcy, I was amazed by the fact that even so-called good economy times, there's no shortage of people looking to file for bankruptcy. Well, one of the biggest reasons people file is because of medical bills as a result of not having insurance. Another big reason is because of credit card debt. What I found most amazing is that people were coming to me for a third and second and third bankruptcy because of overwhelming credit card debt. I then had an epiphany. Despite what credit card companies say, that if you file for bankruptcy, you will ruin your credit for 10 years and never be able to buy a house or a car, the reality is that those statements are simply not true. In fact, within months, if not weeks, of someone receiving their bankruptcy discharge, they'll receive credit card offers at high interest rates, as well as be able to buy a car at a high interest rate. What happens next is that people start all over, going down this slippery slope of credit card and other debt, and have to file bankruptcy again in 4 to 7 years. Well, as I'm sure you can imagine, I was often asked by clients after they received their bankruptcy discharge and were relieved of their debt, how can they ensure they don't have to go through bankruptcy again? So to help them, I put a chapter in my book, Bankruptcy in Plain English, explaining what they could do so they wouldn't get into overwhelming debt again. But then I realized that the book was not enough because, one, it didn't reach enough people, and two, it didn't provide a step-by-step system on how not to get back into debt. And as I've said over the years, I would see people making the same mistakes over and over. And I thought that if I could just reach them before they make these critical financial mistakes, I could help them avoid the difficult and emotional process of bankruptcy. Hence, Money Matters was born. Look, if you're drowning in debt, you're not alone. There's $612 billion of outstanding household debt in some stage of delinquency in the United States, and approximately two-thirds of those balances are at least 90 days late. So if you're overwhelmed by debt and struggling to make the minimum payments each month, if you're behind on payments and being harassed by constant phone calls from your creditors so you don't even answer your phone anymore, if you're just one missed payment away from losing your car or having your house being foreclosed on, then Money Matters is for you. But maybe you're like millions of Americans out there who don't live an extravagant lifestyle, you're not behind on any payments, and you don't even have any credit card debt, but you still can't seem to get ahead and save for that house you've dreamed of or save up an emergency fund for when life happens. Well, then Money Matters is for you too. It's finally time for Americans to wake up and realize that our country is addicted to debt, and it's my mission here on Money Matters, and the whole reason Money Matters was created is to help you break that addiction to debt, educate you on how credit card companies and marketers manipulate your thought process to feed your addiction, Every day, whether it's online, through social media, TV, or print media, and give you the tools and systems you need to live a debt-free, stress-free life by bringing sanity to your finances. So if you have questions and you're looking for answers, give me a call on the show today at 941-206-1580, toll free 888-441-1580, or email me at mark@markmartella.com. So let's get started with today's show. I don't know, did you open up your emails this morning and get inundated with ads, all with the subject heading Cyber Monday? It's like the main language that needs to be used. Well, last week I shared with you my Black Friday debt avoidance survival guide with my top 10 tips to avoid taking on more debt with your holiday shopping. So today I'd like to share with you just a couple of tricks the online merchants will launch on you this Cyber Monday so you are prepared to just say no. Well, first, I'll be the bearer of bad news and, as your attorney, advise you that if you are shopping online while on the clock, working at your company's computer, you are actually stealing from your employer and could be fired, so don't do it. If you're going to shop, do it on your break or lunch hour and on your own device. Second, as you've probably already seen, especially if you shop on Amazon, every time you check out, there's a credit card offer. An offer seems to make sense in that you'll get 10 to 20% off your entire purchase. It seems like a no-brainer. However, the problem is twofold. One, the merchant will make much more money up than they lose on the discount and the high interest rate they're going to charge you. And two, you now have even more credit for them to entice you to buy more in their next ploy. So finally, you'll be hit with upsells, which is a way they can get you to buy more by a pop-up on your screen saying something like buyers of this product also purchased these products as well to try to sell you more. You know, Vistaprint is the king of doing this. If you ever want to go there and see what a master of the upsell is, Vistaprint does it. Again, just beware of these tricks. And if you're going to shop online, go in with a game plan, a budget, and only buy what you need to get and not anymore, and stay away from the credit card offers. Now, as I explained in my 5-step financial sanity solution, which you can hear in detail in episode 13 of the show, which is on the Money Matters website at www.markmartella.com, the very first step to getting out of debt is changing your mindset about how you use money, and more specifically, debt, as a regular part of your lifestyle. As I can't emphasize enough, you need to understand that the credit card companies, car dealers, and especially during the holidays, jewelry stores are not your best friends and are not looking out for your best interest when they extend you credit. And more importantly, just because they extend you credit does not mean that you can afford what you're buying. Well, driving in today, I heard an interesting statement in the show Charlotte County Speaks about Judge Napolitano talking about how we are still paying for the loans from World War I by continuing to roll over the loans when they become due. And it's obviously not with the same lenders, and we're basically paying interest for all these years. And that's just one of the many loans and how it keeps building and building. And with this kind of acceptance of debt from the highest branches of our government, how can we expect the small household to break these chains of debt and thinking that it's okay? It's just like people knowing that someone may have a drinking problem and thinking, oh, that's okay, let's all do it, and not taking any action to fix it. It's acknowledgement of it. And again, the spending and the debt and the stress and the crises that it causes in families and therefore also in the workplace is tremendous. And And we need to change our mindset. And I talk about, again, the first step in our financial sanity solution is changing your mindset about debt and how you handle that and use it and get it paid off. Well, I recently watched a video by the late Jim Rohn. And for those of you who are not familiar with Jim, he was a motivational speaker in corporate America. Tony Robbins is one of his pupils. However, unlike Tony, who is full of energy and no holds barred confrontations in his sessions, Jim is really the complete opposite. And listening to him is like listening to an older uncle sitting in a rocking chair on the front porch of his Midwestern farmhouse sharing good stories about life lessons. Well, I came across this video of his called Changing Your Philosophy About Money, so I had to watch it. What he said in 15 minutes just put in a nutshell what I've been trying to say for the past 10 years. So here's what Jim had to say. First, everyone should major in economics. At a minimum, personal economics. And it needs to start in high school. The problem with millennials is they can go now their entire life without ever touching cash. Once in college, they can get into mountains of debt with student loans. They're given credit cards with no ability to pay them. And then all the messages they see on TV and online say that they should just spend their money on fun times, spring break, lattes, and video games. There's no reinforcement of the need to save for the future or to live within your means, to have some patience and not live every second of your life for immediate gratification. Jim goes on to say the bottom line is it's not what you earn, it's what you do with what you earn. And according to Jim, what you do with what you earn all has to do with your own personal philosophy about money. I refer to it as your mindset, but I think your personal philosophy really hits the nail on the head. So your personal philosophy about money acts as your guidance system. It helps you see the opportunities and take advantage of them. And it helps you see the dangers so you can minimize those as well. You can think about your guidance system sort of like a sail on a sailboat. While there's always winds on the seas for the most part, if you want to get from point A to point B, you need to adjust the sails during the journey. The same is true for your financial journey. It starts with having a financial goal, whether it be to start by getting out of debt or retiring by the age of 50, you need to pick that goal, and then next you need to set out the course. But Jim goes on to point out, and I thought that this was just another great point. Everything by longevity tends to get off course, meaning that while it's easy when we start our journey to reach a goal, whether it be to stick to our budget, to get out of debt in 2 years, or some other diet or health or career goal, after a while, it's inevitable. We'll fall off course. Listening to shows like Money Matters and educating yourself on personal finance will help you get back on course to reach your journey's destination. Now, Jim shared a story told by astronaut Neil Armstrong, who said there were only two problems to solve in landing on the moon. One, how to get there, and two, how to get back. But most importantly, it was critical to solve both problems before they left for the moon. And one of those things that they had to do on the way to the moon was constantly look at their instruments and adjust their course because of solar winds that needed to be accounted for. And these adjustments were critical because if they missed the moon, there was no way to get back. One of the biggest problems I see in my bankruptcy practice are clients who figure out how to, for example, start a business, buy a new car, or get that credit card to go on vacation, but they didn't figure out how they're going to pay for it, because making that purchase or starting that business and signing a 5-year lease with a personal guarantee is easy. They launched their rocket to the moon without figuring out how to get back first. Another way to say this principle to avoid financial catastrophe was written by Dr. Stephen Covey, in his book that I recommend you read, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. In Habit 2, he explains, start with the end in mind, meaning figure out your goal first and then work backwards to solve all the problems to getting there before you take that leap. So as I said, the first step of my 5-step financial sanity solution is changing your mindset, or as Jim Rohn says, creating your own personal philosophy about how you use your hard-earned money. The second step of my 5-step financial sanity solution is coming up with a budget. I provide a detailed budget on my free resources page on the Money Matters website, again at markmarteller.com, to help you figure out if you can get out of debt on your own in 3 to 5 years, or if you need to pursue a bankruptcy. However, Jim provides an easy-to-use philosophy when figuring out how to spend your money after you've paid off all your debt, and it's simply this. Learn to live on 70% of your earnings after taxes. That's for food, shelter, clothing, transportation, etc. And then the extra 30% of your take-home pay, you use 10% for charitable giving. Use 10% for investing in something you can make a profit from due to your own efforts. And then use 10% for investing for others to earn money for you, such as in stocks or mutual funds. Again, I think Jim hit the nail on the head of one of the biggest problems we have as consumers in America. We are brainwashed into living on 120% of what we earn instead of 70%. We spend 100% of what we earn plus another 20% using credit. As we get raises, we're inundated with society's and marketers' messages to get the bigger house, the bigger TV, the bigger car, new phone. And don't worry if we don't have the cash, just charge it. If Warren Buffett, one of the richest men in the world, gets a new car every 7 years for cash, why are you getting one every 2 years and rolling over the debt? For those of us over 50, the biggest difference between our grandparents and millennials is that our grandparents went through the Depression and know what it is like to go without. That created a built-in philosophy about money that you had to save for that rainy day because they knew what it was like not to have basic necessities. However, most millennials are clueless about going without and are not getting a trophy at the end of the game regardless of their performance. If you're a parent, it's imperative that you start the financial training of your kids in the home, at the dinner table, if you still have dinner as a family. And if you are a parent, and if you don't have a sound personal philosophy about money, then you need to develop one and educate yourself by listening to shows like this one so that you can teach your children. Again, my goal with Money Matters is to give you the tools to break out of the insanity of the debt culture we live in so you can sleep at night and build a sound financial foundation for your future and your family's future. Before we take a break, I'd like to ask you if you would like to help out some neighbors in need during the holidays. If you would, then I'd like to invite you to join me on December 9th for the 10th annual Mistletoe Ball being held at the Charlotte Harbor Event and Conference Center. This year's theme is Christmas in Paris. I believe that this is one of the premier events in Charlotte County. The proceeds of the ball go to further the mission of the Charlotte County Homeless Coalition to prevent hunger and homelessness right here in Charlotte County. As a board member since 2008, I can tell you that the need for assistance with food, shelter, and counseling among our families, children, seniors, and veterans in our community is great. The coalition serves over 120 meals a day, provides shelter to 52 people a night, and helped 805 people stay in their homes last year. They also placed 127 veterans in permanent housing. So if you'd like to have a great time to kick off the holiday season while helping families who need some assistance, call Allison at the Homeless Coalition at 941-769-7786 to purchase tickets. That's Allison at 941-769-7786, and I Look forward to seeing you on December 9th at the Charlotte Harbor Event and Conference Center for Christmas in Paris. Well, we're going to take a short break, and when I come back, I'll be here to answer more questions. But first, I want to welcome a new partner to the Money Matters team, Toby Lynn with The Mortgage Firm. You know, purchasing or financing a home can be a complex and tedious process. Toby Lynn at The Mortgage Firm has earned a stellar reputation among real estate professionals and home buyers over the last 30 years. She specializes in happy, smooth, and on-time closings. She'll work hard to help simplify the process. They call it closing simplified. So if you're looking for a mortgage loan, give Toby Lynn with The Mortgage Firm of Punta Gorda a call at 941-356-6579. That's 941-356-6579. Also, when buying a home or car, you're going to need the protection of insurance. And the person to call is Mike Martin with State Farm Insurance in Punta Gorda. You know, having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who'll be there when you need them. Mike Martin in Punta Gorda is that State Farm agent. Mike has your back when things go wrong, so call Mike and his team today at 941-505-2550. If you have questions or need help with insurance, that's 941-505-2550. And remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hello, I'm Anthony Manganiello with iCard Merrill. For over 60 years, the attorneys at iCard Merrill have been providing legal counsel to individuals and small businesses in Southwest Florida who need help when life happens. From real estate to estate planning, divorce to personal injury, bankruptcy to starting a business, the attorneys at iCard Merrill stand ready to guide you through the legal challenges in your life. While we have over 30 attorneys spread through offices in Charlotte, Sarasota, Manatee, and Lee counties, we are committed to provide each of our clients with the personal touch and compassion instilled by our founders. For more information on all our practice areas and attorneys, please visit our website at iCardMerrill.com or give us a call at 941-206-3700. That's 941-206-3700. Remember, the attorneys at iCard Merrill are here to help you when life happens.
Do you love to shop for fabulous finds on clothes, furniture, housewares, and appliances? Would you like to help out families and veterans in our community while getting great deals? Hi, I'm Tina Figliolo, CEO of the Charlotte County Homeless Coalition, and I'd like to invite you to our new and unique store, Fabulous Finds Resale Shop, located in the Charlotte Harbor Publix Plaza at 4265 Tamiami Trail in Port Charlotte. We're open 7 days a week. Don't miss our Fabulous Friday sale on the third Friday of each month. Like our Facebook page to be the first to see new arrivals and deals. We accept donations of furniture, clothing, appliances, and housewares, and we'll be happy to pick up the furniture donations from your home. Give us a call at 979-8230 to arrange a pickup. Again, come out and see us for fabulous deals at Fabulous Finds Resale Shop, 4265 Tamiami Trail in Port Charlotte. All net proceeds benefit the programs and services at the Homeless Coalition.
Welcome back to Money Matters. I'm your host, Mark Martell. And again, I recommend that you check out the Money Matters website at www.markmartella.com for free resources and to learn other tips and tools from the archives of my radio show. Just go to the radio show podcast tab to hear all the past episodes. Also, I want to remind you that if you're currently overwhelmed by debt and don't think you can break out of the cycle on your own, or if you've had it with being harassed by credit card company phone calls and want some help, please give my office a call at 941-206-3700 to schedule a complimentary and confidential one-hour consultation with me so we can analyze where you're at and what options are available to you. Also, if you call one of my team members at 941-206-3700, they'll send you a free copy of my book, Bankruptcy in Plain English, The Ultimate Layman's Guide to Taking the Fear and Mystery Out of the Bankruptcy Process. So again, if you're looking for help right away, give us a call at 941-206-3700 to schedule a complimentary appointment to help you gain some financial sanity in your life. And remember, if you have a question about getting control of your finances, give me a call at 941-206-1580, toll free, 888-441-1580. And you can email your questions by sending an email to me at mark@markmartella.com. Well, a couple of episodes ago, we did a show on scams that are being perpetrated on seniors. And at that time, boy, I had a lot of material that I wasn't able to get to. So I'd like to pick up where we left off on that show and talk about some of the telemarketing fraud that's out there. So when you send money to people you don't know personally or give personal or financial information to unknown callers, you simply increase your chances of being a victim of telemarketing fraud. According to the FBI, here are some of the warning signs of telemarketing fraud and what a caller may tell you. You must act now or the offer won't be good. You've won a free gift, vacation, or prize, but you have to pay for postage and handling or other charges. You must send money, give a credit card or bank account number, or have a check picked up by a courier. You may hear this before you have had a chance to consider the offer carefully. You don't need to check out the company with anyone. The callers say you don't need to speak to anyone, including your family, your lawyer, accountant, local Better Business Bureau, or Consumer Protection Agency. They might say you don't need any written information about the company or the references, or they might say you can't afford to miss this high profit, no risk offer. If you hear these or similar lines from a telephone salesperson, just say no thank you and hang up the phone. Well, basically, you know, here are some tips to avoid a telemarketing fraud. First, don't buy from an unfamiliar company. Legitimate businesses understand that you want more information about their company and are happy to comply. Always ask for and wait until you receive written material about any offer or charity. If you get brochures about costly investments, ask someone whose financial advice you trust to review them. But beware, not everything written down is true. Always check out unfamiliar companies with your local Consumer Protection Agency, Better Business Bureau, State Attorney General, the National Fraud Information Center, or other watchdog groups. However, not all bad businesses can be identified through these organizations, especially ones that are born overnight, especially when it comes to a State Attorney General. It might be a year before complaints trickle up to them. And as we said in the last broadcast regarding this, especially with seniors, they may not realize for months that they've been scammed and then may not even report it because they don't know who to report it to, or they're embarrassed, or they're afraid that if they do disclose it, that their family members may think they're becoming somewhat unable to handle their affairs and they will lose control. Always obtain a salesperson's name, business identity, telephone number, street address, mailing address, and business license number before you transact business. Some con artists give out false names, telephone numbers, addresses, and business license numbers. Verify the accuracy of these items. And before you give money to a charity or make an investment, find out what percentage of the money is paid in commissions and what percentage actually goes to the charity or investment. In the past, I've served on the allocation committee for United Way. And if you're a local citizen, I recommend that you volunteer for that because, first of all, you know, there's some negative ideas out there about United Way and what the top people get paid. But locally, the money stays here. And before money is given out to a nonprofit organization, it is vetted by the United Way. And one of the criteria is how much money is going to administration of the nonprofit versus actually going for benefits to its clients. And the figure is usually around 20% should go to administration, maybe even up to 25%. And, you know, the one challenge, like I said before, I've served on the Homeless Coalition. You have people with good intentions, and they want to make donations, and they want to earmark where that donation goes. Like they may say that they only want it to go to food, or they only want it to go to children. And the challenge that any nonprofit faces is that, you know, you still have to pay the lights. You still have insurance to pay. And there's grants out there, but those grants are very specific as far as what they can be used for. If we get a grant for housing of veterans, well, that money can only go to veterans, and we can't help families who may need to stay in their homes with rental assistance with that money. So getting a general donation is real important, and those United Way funds, while it may be directed at a certain program because you submit a program to United Way, it gives the nonprofit some control. But again, if you generally, and again, I can only speak for Charlotte County United Way, if you're giving money to United Way and those funds are going to a local nonprofit, that nonprofit has been vetted and those monies are going to a program that will help people in the community. And it's a big part of many nonprofits' budget that helps them survive. So just think about that. Whatever nonprofit you're giving money to, check them out. And if they're a really legit nonprofit, a 501c3, their tax returns should be available online. You can check them out there and see where the money's going. But again, before you send money, ask yourself a simple question. What guarantee do I really have that this solicitor will use my money in the manner we agreed upon? Don't pay in advance for services. Pay only after they've been delivered. Be wary of companies that want to send a messenger to your home to pick up money, claiming it's part of their service to you. In reality, they're taking your money without leaving any trace of who they are or where they can be reached. Also, take your time making a decision. Legitimate companies won't pressure you to make a snap decision. Never, never pay for a quote-unquote free prize. If a caller tells you the payment is for taxes, he or she is violating federal law. Before you receive your next sales pitch, decide what your limits are, the kinds of financial information you will and won't give out on the telephone. Have that decided beforehand. Really shouldn't give out any personal information on the phone, especially when it comes to your Social Security number. And especially for seniors out there or people or children of seniors, be sure to talk over big investments offered by telephone salespeople with a trusted friend, family member, or financial advisor. It is never rude to wait and think about an offer. And certainly never respond to an offer you don't thoroughly understand. And never send money or give out personal information such as credit card numbers and expiration dates, bank account numbers, dates of birth, or Social Security numbers to unfamiliar companies or unknown persons. Another tip is be aware that your personal information is often brokered to telemarketers through third parties. So if you give your information out to one, you're going to start getting inundated with others. You know, I had to take over handling of my mother's affairs when she moved into an ALF, and I got her mail. And I could not believe all the solicitations she received from these nonprofits. And, you know, they do the nice letters that draw a tear. And, you know, you put a picture of a baby in need and give that to my mother, and she will say how much. So you have to be aware. If you have been victimized once, again, be wary of persons who call offering to help you recover your losses for a fee paid in advance. Again, I can do a whole show on debt consolidation companies. We've talked about that in the past and whether or not they really work. You know, if you have information about a fraud, you need to report it to state, local, and federal enforcement agencies so others don't get taken. Like I said, it takes many, many months to get there. But in the end, if you don't report it, there's no help and there'll be more victims of these scams. So if you suspect you've been a victim of a scam, again, I can't emphasize this enough. Don't be afraid or embarrassed to talk about it with someone you trust. You're not alone, and there are people who can help. Doing nothing can only make it worse. Keep handy the phone numbers and resources you can turn to, including the local police, your bank if money has been taken from your accounts, and Adult Protective Services. To obtain contact information for Adult Protective Services in your area, call the Elder Care Locator, a government-sponsored national resource hotline at 1-800-667-1116. That's 1-800-677-1116. Or visit their website at www.eldercare.gov. That's www.eldercare.gov. Well, we're going to take another brief break, and when we come back, we'll share more insights and tips and tools on how to not be subject to fraud and keep you out of debt. But first, are you purchasing a new home, remodeling your home, or looking to refinance but are intimidated by the loan application process? Then give Toby Lynn with the mortgage firm in downtown Punta Gorda a call. With over 30 years of experience in the lending industry, she will guide you through the application process and keep you updated to ensure you have a smooth closing. So whether for a purchase, refinance, or home improvement, give Toby Lynn at the mortgage firm a call at 941-356-6579. That's 941-356-6579.
It's tough out there trying to stretch every paycheck a little further than the last one, and one of the best places to help is at the office of State Farm agent Mike Martin, because Mike and his team will do a free discount double check to make sure you're getting the car insurance discounts you deserve. So give State Farm agent Mike Martin and his team a call today at 941-505-2550, 941-505-2550, because being there to help you with auto, home, and life insurance is why he's there, like a good neighbor. State Farm is there.
Hi, I'm Mark Martello with iCard Merrill. For over 60 years, the attorneys at iCard Merrill have been providing legal counsel to individuals and small businesses in Southwest Florida who need help when life happens. From real estate to estate planning, divorce to personal injury, bankruptcy to starting a business, the attorneys at iCard Merrill stand ready to guide you through the legal challenges in your life. While we have over 30 attorneys spread through offices in Charlotte, Sarasota, Manatee, and Lee counties, we are committed to provide each of our clients with the personal touch and compassion instilled by our founders. For more information on all our practice areas and attorneys, please visit our website at iCardMerrill.com or give us a call at 941-206-3700. That's 941-206-3700. Remember, the attorneys at iCard Merrill are here to help you when life happens. Welcome back to Money Matters, your place for financial sanity and serenity. I'm very happy now to introduce my guest, Rob Young, with the law firm of iCard Merrill. If you have any questions for Rob or myself, give us a call at 941-206-1580, toll free 888-441-1580, and you can email your questions to Mark at markmartello.com. Well, Rob, welcome to the show.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me back.
My pleasure. Again, this is your second visit here. And so quickly, what are your areas of practice?
Well, I focus on matrimonial law, which is divorce, and also child custody, which is custody battles, and also some dependency work when the state gets involved in custody of a child as well.
Okay. Well, of course, the show is Money Matters, and we like to talk about, you know, money issues, and two of the biggest money issues in divorce are child support and alimony. So could you explain to the audience how child support is determined?
Sure. The Florida state government made it very simple and straightforward. They developed a formula where they basically combine the net incomes of both parents, and they have a nice handy-dandy chart right in the statutes that determines how much of that net income should be used for the support of one child, two children, and so on and so forth. Once they have that number, they then figure out what percentage each parent is responsible for based on what they earn. And they also account for a couple other special things, such as if one parent is paying for health insurance or if another parent is paying for daycare costs. And they ensure that those costs are split as equitably as possible, maybe not equally, but they try and split it up by percentage. And that way, if one person has the child, say 80% of the time, they're not going to have to pay any sort of child support to the other person because they have the child most of the time. However, if it's 50-50, they basically, those two numbers for each parent cancel each other out, and whatever's left over ends up being the child support number.
Now, is there a presumption that the mother would get custody of the children?
No, actually, the presumption under Florida law is for both parents to have what's, quote, substantial and frequent timesharing, unquote. So the statute doesn't say 50-50, but it also doesn't say that every other weekend is reasonable either. It's as much time as possible for the child to have both parents in their life. And so each case is different. Typically, if both parties live in the same county, the court will try and ensure that the child has 50-50 timesharing, because unless there's severe circumstances that would make it detrimental to the child to spend a little bit of time with one parent, say because of abuse or something like that. But having two, we'll say, relatively normal people, and they have one child together, and they live in the same county, there's not really a presumption either way, but they'll try and make it as close to 50-50 as possible.
Okay. So when it comes down to the actual dollar amount of child support, what I'm hearing you say is that it's pretty formulaic. Judges' hands are somewhat tied, and they can make certain adjustments for maybe extra expenses related to time sharing.
Pretty much. So it is certainly a formula that no judge can deviate from unless there are exceptional circumstances. If one case that I've seen is that if, say, one parent, say dad, has always worked in a certain area, and because of the divorce or maybe moving or something like that, he doesn't have that job right now. Well, the judge may deviate down and say, okay, but we're expecting him to get that job back relatively quickly. I mean, this is if dad comes in and says, you know, it's just a rough patch. It'll be a month or two, but I should be able to get something pretty similar in a bit. But for right now, I can't pay child support. The judge will probably do an exceptional circumstance and say, well, I'm going to deviate down below what the normal parameters say, but it's because it's a temporary situation. Instead of making the parties come back into court a month or two later just to go through the whole rigmarole again, instead the judge will accommodate for that and say, well, within 60 days, dad will have to begin paying at the rate that he was paying before. But for these 60 days, we're going to go ahead and give him essentially a free pass just for the time being. But most of the time, that is, we'll say, less than 1% of cases. It's incredibly rare. They usually just run the formula, and they take into account the few things that under the statute are required to be taken into account, such as daycare and health insurance. Those are the big ones. And specifically for the child, not healthcare for the whole family, but the part that is specifically for the child. But if once they take those into account, math is math, and they come out with the number.
Okay. Well, let's shift gears to alimony. How is alimony determined by a judge?
So in comparison with child support, alimony is incredibly vague and difficult to calculate.
Mm-hmm.
While the idea is the same, that you're trying to support the other spouse, what ends up happening is you end up looking at what has been termed the standard of living for the parties during the marriage. If the parties have children, again, child support is separate, and mm-hmm. we're just talking about the two spouses. So if husband's always worked and wife has been at home, then they're looking at how much money the parties, the two of them, spent every month on their lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's so vague and it's such a gray mm-hmm. area, because what may be a pretty reasonable standard of living for one person may be incredibly low for another person mm-hmm. or another couple and the relationship that they had, or maybe incredibly high. I mean, there are people who I've represented who said that during the marriage, you know, say one spouse really wanted to live it up and spend all the money and do all that. And the other spouse says, but I don't really need that. I'd rather be a little more conservative fiscally. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they're allowed to do that, and it actually undercuts their ability to get more alimony, because if their needs are met, then that's where the inquiry stops.
Mm-hmm.
So if there is a formula, it's the demonstrated need of the spouse who can't support themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And or can't support themselves enough, and then the ability of the other spouse to pay that need. So if you have a wife who's always worked a 9-to-5 but pretty entry-level standard job, but then you have the husband who was an investment banker or broker or something like that and makes six figures, well, what the wife makes at her job now is going to take care of parts of her need.
Mm-hmm.
But if they were living at a six-figure salary sort of standard of living, that extra in between the, say, $45,000 a year job and the $100,000 a year job would have to be made up by the husband, as long as he's able to maintain his lifestyle mm-hmm. as well. And it has to be somewhat balanced. And again, that's why it's so vague, because when you have one income or one set of income that's used to supporting one household, obviously the standard of living that you can enjoy is higher than having to support two separate households
sure.
at approximately the same amount. So both sides kind of have to be lowered a little bit, but they're trying to ensure that neither party ends up going from married in a very comfortable home that they're used to living mm-hmm. at a certain standard, and then ending up basically scraping by or, you know, bare, almost homeless. That's both for the person who needs the money and mm-hmm. also the person who's paying the money. You know, losing your house over alimony is really not the purpose of it for either side.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's unavoidable because you've put most of your money into a house that maybe is too big for one person.
Right.
But most of the time, if you can sell that home and still have enough money to buy a smaller home, then that's how the court will approach it.
Okay. In our last 2 minutes here, I got a question on Facebook, and the question was, and I'm sure it's a question you hear a lot, you know, when you have six figures incomes, it's easier to split it up. But if you have, you know, maybe the wife is making $20,000, the husband's making $40,000, so you have a $60,000 of gross income, and now you're trying to support two households on that, what happens in those situations where there's really not enough income to support the two households?
Well, and unfortunately, that's something that we run into a lot. The answer is you have to be creative. I mean, if the parties are amicable, there are things that they can try and work out in terms of addressing certain expenses that they may have, and trying to lower the amount of monthly expenses that the two households may have for example, trying to work together to pay off the mortgage instead of having to refinance it in one person's name.
Mm-hmm.
That may be something that they'll be able to work out. But that's if it's amicable. If it's not
right.
amicable, at the end of the day, the court's approach, and really the only thing that the court can do in that situation, is to eliminate as many liabilities as possible. So selling the home, getting rid of the cars, trying to basically hunker down and get as little liabilities as possible out there for the two parties to split, and then hope that the parties will be able to work their way out of it on their own.
And ultimately, though, there's only so much of a pot, and they have to work out how to split that up, and going from a $60,000 income to a $30,000 income is almost impossible, especially in these days. Rob, if someone wants to get in touch with you and have some issues, how can they reach you?
Well, I work in the Sarasota office, so our phone number up there is...
It's at 941-366-8100?
That's the one. Okay. And then they can also email me. My email address is my first initial and last name, R. Young. So that's R-Y-O-U-N-G at icardmerrill.com. That's I-C-A-R-D-M-E-R-R-I-L-L.
Okay. Well, thanks again for coming on the show, sharing that information. I want to remind you that you can listen to this show and all past shows by visiting the Money Matters website at www.markmartella.com and clicking on the radio/podcast page. And for those of you who are small business owners, I want to let you know that because of Irma, I've rescheduled my Small Business Success Bootcamp 3, the championship bout, to Friday, January 19th at the Charlotte Harbor Event and Conference Center. During this event, you'll learn systems to create the ultimate client experience to turn your clients into raving fans, learn how to change your website from a fancy online brochure to a revenue-generating machine, and how to connect to your customers through telling your own personal story. I've lowered the price, and I'm calling it my Hurricane Irma special. And while most small businesses took a hit those 2 weeks, I'm making a special offer, and instead of the regular price of $147, I'm reducing the investment by $100, and it will only be $47 for the first 47 business owners who sign up. To learn more about this one-of-a-kind event to help you set your business apart from your competition, just go to the website, marksbootcamp.com, for all the details. That's marksbootcamp.com. Take advantage of the $100 savings and sign up for just $47. Also, I want to remind you that if you're currently overwhelmed by debt and don't think you can break out of the cycle on your own, or if you've had it with being harassed by credit card company phone calls and want some help, please give my office a call at 941-206-3700 to schedule a complimentary and confidential one-hour consultation with me so we can analyze where you're at and what options are available to you. Also, if you call one of my team members at 941-206-3700, we'll also send you a free copy of my book, Bankruptcy in Plain English, The Ultimate Layman's Guide to Taking the Fear and Mystery Out of the Bankruptcy Process. So again, if you're looking for help right away, give us a call at 941-206-3700 to schedule a complimentary appointment to help you gain some financial sanity in your life. Please join me next week at 11 a.m. when I'll share more tips and tools with you to help you get out of debt and stay that way. If you have a question you'd like to hear me talk about on the show, send an email to me at mark@markmartella.com. Also, check me out on Saturdays at 9 a.m. on Facebook Live by visiting and liking the Money Matters page on Facebook. Again, I'm Mark Martella, and until next time, remember, you have the power to choose to live a debt-free, stress-free life.
Thanks for listening to Money Matters with Mark Martella. For more information and systems on how to take control of your finances and get rid of debt, visit us on the web at www.markmartella.com. Join Mark next week for more tips and tools for a debt-free, stress-free life.
WCCF Punta Gorda, powered by AirTech AC and Electric. For repairs, installation of Amana climate control systems, and all your electrical needs, call 764-TECH.